Good afternoon, everyone. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels on Friday. Packers wrapping up a practice week in preparation for their showdown with the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Mike McCarthy returning to the fold where he led the Packers for 13 years and led them to four NFC championship games and a Super Bowl championship. Really hope Mike gets a pleasant welcome back, at least prior to the proceedings, and then hopefully the Packers ruin his return. Because look, yes, there is a path to victory for the Green Bay Packers in this game. I've seen way too much doom and gloom. Yeah, they're probably going to lose. What are you going to do, though, you know? The bad news keeps on coming. The hits keep on coming. Matt LaFleur indicating earlier this afternoon that, while not quite official yet, sure does sound like Eric Stokes' season is indeed done due to the ankle and knee injuries he suffered in the loss to the Detroit Lions. Again, nothing official, but he indicated that most likely his season is over. So I would look for Jaire Alexander and Rasul Douglas to be on the perimeter and Keyshawn Nixon to man the slot, and away we go. Speaking of Rasul Douglas, as I said, I believe yesterday, props to him. He's always there in the locker room. There are a lot of front runners who, you start losing a bunch, you start winning or playing ugly, and guys don't show up in the locker room. Rasul shows up almost every day, and that's to, you know, something to be noted. Front runners are really, it's real easy to run and hide and not make yourself available to the media when things aren't going well. Rasul doesn't hide, and I appreciate that. And he gave us the quote of the year: "We suck because we suck." Don't need to search for explanations. Rasul's got it laid out there for you. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Good to see you, Michael. Run the ball! Man, we're so past run the ball. They're never going to run the ball. Just run the offense. Stop making mistakes. Convert first downs. Move the ball. Get in the end zone. I don't care how you do it. I'm over it. I'm over it, people. Nags, how the hell are you? You know, it's been a long week. I'm ready for the weekend. I'm ready to hang out with my daughters and kind of shut all of this away until Sunday, because, man, the negativity online about this team, when you're like seeping in it day after day as someone who creates content and who chats with Packers fans worldwide, and it'll beat you down, man. Like, the conversation around the team is more depressing than the team itself at this point. And that's saying something, because God, the play of this team is pretty darn depressing. Do I think they'll ever ban turf fields? Oh, hell no. Hell no. It's cheaper, easier for the owners. No way. The NFL came out with their little talking points yesterday with a study that showed the, you know, very slim margins of difference when it comes to turf fields or grass fields. Never mind the context of those studies and the fact that they left a lot of things out when making their comparisons. No way. No chance they ever ban turf fields. Hey, Nags, big victory this Sunday. There you go, Doug. There you go, buddy. That's what I'm talking about. Run the darn ball. Stop having excuses. Compete. Oviel, Richard, I feel you. I feel you, man. I don't expect it's going to happen, but I feel you, man. I'm there. Logan, victory will come to us on Sunday, and then we go on a destructive eight-game winning streak, and we will get Aaron Rodgers his second ring. Then Jordan Love leads us to eight straight Super Bowl wins. Talk about manifesting. Holy cow. Let's pick up a first down. Let's have a drive without penalties. Let's set our expectations a little lower. Just a little bit. This team seems like they should play a game in Milwaukee to pay respect to the suck of that era. Man, yeah, there were some rough games down in Milwaukee County Stadium. No question about it. Although the last one was pretty great. Brett Favre diving into the end zone against the Falcons. That's an all-timer. Right after Mike Holmgren had told him, whatever you do, don't run. Glory days, man. Do you think there's any way Green Bay goes undefeated the rest of the season? No. I mean, could it happen? Sure. Never tell me the odds. But no, I don't see it happening. I think that'd be it'd be close to a miracle if that were to occur. And I don't believe in miracles. Yeah, no, I don't see it. Hey, Aaron, it's time. Time to stop the suck. Time to stop sucking. That's the name of the video. in honor of Rasul saying, we suck because we suck. Okay, you suck because you suck. You meaning the team, not Rasul, but you suck because you suck. So it's time to stop sucking. I mean, I just try and keep it simple, man. What does Rodgers always say? Simplify? I'm just trying to simplify it for folks. Let's go. Ben, thanks for the super chat. Agree with you from transplants. We need more offensive linemen barking. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's good to show passion, right? And it's good to kind of push back on things every once in a while and say, hey, you know, we're here too. We're part of the offense. You know, we're continually run blocking for, you know, run plays that never materialize because you don't hand the ball off and you end up throwing it. And what's it'd be easier to digest. I think it'd be easier to handle from their viewpoint if those run solutions on the RPOs, what have you, were a little bit more productive. But more often than not, Aaron throws it out there to the perimeter and they get like 2 or 3 yards, you know? And then you look at how the running play is blocked up that he negated or decided not to utilize, and it's blocked usually pretty darn well. And it looks like the back could have made some hay. So I get it. From their standpoint, I understand there's some frustration probably setting in there. And I've talked about this since this summer. I mean, what would you rather do as an offensive lineman? Would you rather fire off the ball into your opponent, try and exert your will, or would you want to constantly be running zone, constantly be falling back in pass protection? Because I know which one I would prefer, and I think most offensive linemen, if they're being truthful, would rather try to punish their opponent. So give them the chance. You've done everything else. But it won't happen. I know that. I'm just living in a fantasy world right now. If we win one more game, please let it be this week. Tyler, that's a hell of an ask, man. It'd be great. I'd love the Packers to win this game. Come on now. How great would that be? Shock the world. Because look, everyone's going to pick the Cowboys in this game. There's zero doubt about it. But hey, look, here's the thing, right? Packers back home. They've had a long journey here from that Jets game, right? To now they're back at Lambeau Field. Maybe, hopefully, you know, since that Jets game, they've switched the offensive line and guys are playing a little better up front. So you got Aaron's hard count to work with in a friendly environment. Maybe they start cooking a little something on offense. Now, you know, they have to stop making mistakes and they have to stop shooting themselves in the foot regardless. There's no doubt about that. But maybe, you know, a game back at the friendly confines of Lambeau Field is just what this team needs. Can't hurt, right? We shall see. Granted, he's only a rookie, but wondering what's going on with Sean Ryan. It's early, but it seems like he's a new developmental lineman, third round pick, but maybe guard potential. I mean, yeah, it's kind of fascinating that he can't get dressed. I'm pretty sure he's been a healthy scratch every single week. I can't. Maybe has he been up once or twice? I'm trying to remember, but I don't think he has been. It's impossible to say without being privy to the practice, you know, and what he's doing day to day behind closed doors. But in the meantime, you know, all you can go off is what you saw this summer, which is a guy who definitely needed a little seasoning, definitely not ready for prime time. And sure seems like they agree and they want to give him this year to get right, maybe add a little bit more weight. And then we'll see if he's in the mix next summer. Oh, what else we got? Nothing like an ice cold carry the G after getting late. There you go, Tommy. I like it, buddy. God of War is lit. Well, I'm glad you guys play in the new game because, look, you know, at this point, Madden is just depressing. They already got Gary off the lineup. I was playing online last night and was just like, oh, I'm just not getting the quarterback. And then I realized that Enigbari is out there instead of Gary. Tough times, man. Tough times, Madden Online, if you're a Packers fan. And I know you can put him back in, but I try to keep the rosters as they are in real life because I'm a nerd. Can't help it. I didn't end up buying Madden because it's always the same. I mean, yes and no. There are little tweaks here and there every year. I do it just because I get it for free. So I always just kind of play the newest one. And I like the updates and I want to have the newest guys, and I want to have the rookies, and I want to throw to Watson and Dobbs and Torrey, you know? I don't want to be throwing to Jordy Nelson from 5 years ago. What would Vic Ketchman say in times like this? It's a good question. I believe, isn't he still doing his column on his website? I don't know. I don't keep up with Vic stuff, so. But I'm sure he's got some thoughts. Am I a PlayStation guy? No, I'm an Xbox guy. But I know God of War came out and people are really excited about it. The Last of Us is an amazing game, too. Yes. Yes, it is. That game is baller, man. And now there's a, was it a show or a movie that's coming out based on it? I think it's a show. We aren't the Texans. We aren't going to tank. We are going to fight and claw and scratch and away to a super. Okay, see, Logan, you were doing great, buddy. I was all in. I was with you, lockstep, until you said Super Bowl victory. I mean, I don't know about scratching and clawing to a Super Bowl victory, but let's get a win. Let's win a game. How about that? You know, I'm down for that. I've forgotten what it's like. 5 fucking weeks in a row. Just get a victory, man. William, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Rodgers stopped targeting the middle of the field because of Finley's injury and didn't want to hit or hurt anyone anymore? William, that's been discussed for pretty much as long as that since that occurred. Yeah, I do think maybe not that specific injury and or play, but I do think he has shied away from the middle of the field since that moment. And, you know, that, I mean, that's not conjecture. That's not guesswork. I mean, the numbers bear that out. If you look at the early part of his career and you look at the heat maps and then you look as the seasons go along, he really stops targeting the middle of the field. And I don't know if he's ever been asked straight up. I think I've heard him allude to it before, you know, not wanting to, you know, throw guys into trouble. And it's interesting because he kind of, you know, not, this is not his fault, but like, that's kind of what happened, right? In that first play in Detroit with Dobbs. You throw him into that high-low situation, and he ends up getting hurt with that high ankle sprain. And that's one of the things that he's tried to avoid doing in this, you know, kind of back half of his career. And it does seem to kind of coincide with that injury to Jermichael. So I don't know if it's an exact kind of causation, but it did start to turn there. There's no doubt about it. And his kind of awareness of not wanting to hurt, get guys hurt, not lead them into a big hit, things of that nature, that did seem to start right there. So, but again, that's one of those things that I've always kind of wanted to ask him, but I never really think of it in the moment because there's week to week things or like during camp, you know, you're always, there's a million things going on at practice every day. So you want to ask about something current or topical. That was what was so nice about Zoom. It was like people would ask all the kind of day-to-day things, and then I would have an opportunity to come up with ideas for questions like about like just quarterback play in general and like his history and whatever. And I always wanted to ask that one, but I never found a good moment to do it. Hopefully, maybe in the future. Nick, thanks for the super chat. Just an appreciation post for carrying the G day in and day out. Oh, and for being my therapist after every game, especially over the last 5 weeks. Go Pack, go. No problem, Nick. I'm here for you, buddy. It's why we do what we do. Devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Why we do it. Gary has a negative take on Aaron Rodgers, guys. I know you're shocked, even though I'm the Rodgers hater, supposedly. We better win. I don't want to wear a fucking cowboy jersey. Oh, Tommy, is that the bet? Oh, buddy. Yikes. Good luck. That's all I can say. Imagine the Packers come out this week and look good again. I've imagined it, bud. I have definitely imagined it. I'm trying to manifest it. I don't feel great about the chances of it happening, but yeah, I'm right there with you, bud. Let's do it. Come on now. Jones 4-touchdown Cowboys game part 2. There you go, Colin. There you go, Colin. Speak it into existence. I feel like they keep doing the same thing on offense every week so that if they put it together and have a breakout game, they can say, told you so. I know, right? Only took 6 weeks. Good Lord. You guys can have Equiminius St. Brown back, LOL. Hey, man, I like EQ. I know he's never going to, you know, he's never going to burn it up. He's never going to be a big star or anything, but I think he's a good possession receiver. And I think he's got talent. But yeah, no, he's not like a number one or anything, but I like EQ. What's the recommended pregame intake of Carry the G's? Is 4 the sweet spot? 5? Pregame? I'd go 2 pregame. 2 will get you in a good spot, a good kind of little slight buzz going, start kickoff. The problem is like during the game, like they go down way too quick. They go down way too smooth. So like I go through like, probably like 4 or 5 in a game, and I'm in a good spot. But that won't happen this week because I've only got 2 left in the New York studio, so I've got to ration them. 1 for the first half, 1 for the second half. That's it. I'd take MVS in a heartbeat. Oh, you and me both, bud. Still hurts they let him go. Menace, thanks for the super chat. Are you worried, given our horrendous cap situation next year, we lose Jenkins in free agency? I feel like if there's a chance we lose 69, we have to hang on to 74. Yeah, I think they'll work out a way to keep 74. I do think they're going to have a big time conversation about 69. I hate it, but I do not doubt for a moment that that will be a topic of conversation, either restructuring his deal and or just a straight up release if they get to that point. A couple days after the league year, I believe there's a pretty significant bonus coming Dave's way. And I don't know if the Packers will be down to pay that. So we'll see. But I'd be very, very surprised if they don't get something done with Elton. And look, you know, it sucks, but that injury helps them in that regard because, you know, he came back and he has not looked as dominant as he did prior to the injury. Now he's looked a lot better when they switched him back to guard, but that should at least enable them to not have to pay him some like insane tackle money, you know. But yeah, I think he'll be identified as a core guy. They'll try to keep him, no doubt. Quinn, thanks for the super chat. Let's focus on 4 to 6 yard chunk plays and no more hero ball, please. There's always going to be an element of the hero within Rodgers. He's always going to want to do a little bit of that. But yeah, I'm with you. Dinkin' and dunkin', man. Here's the crazy part is like we've seen it work. We've seen them be able to do it. They did it in London. They did it in Tampa. They've shown they can do it. Sticking with it, though, that's a whole other world. Callum, will the new receiver play on Sunday? I doubt it. It's a practice squad guy. Does Watkins play more than 10 snaps this week? Ooh, Brett, maybe out of necessity. Just because, you know, Dobbs is still going to be out. Cobb is still out for at least one more game. So they need the bodies, right? And who knows? Christian Watson could be gone at any time. So, yeah, I think they're going to have to roll him out there in some capacity. More than 10 snaps? God, I hope not. Chad, thanks for the super chat. Gary injury helped Packers get a deal on the contract? I don't know. Doubtful. We'll see. I mean, Jair had an injury all year last year. He still got PAID paid, you know. I would be surprised if they got a significant, you know, pay cut or anything like that. Discount is the word I'm looking for. Sorry. You ready for Jones to get a whopping 12 carries? I'll take 12 carries. That's better than 8 or 6 or whatever the hell he's been getting like throughout the last month. Man, 12 carries would be amazing. 15 to 20. That's the sweet spot. 15 plus. Traditionally, they win. Don't take my word for it. Look up the numbers. Get him the ball. That's all I need to know. Savage or Josh Jones? I'd take Kentrell Bryce at this point. Yikes, Folk 34. Yikes. Who's running this team, Aaron Rodgers or Matt LaFleur? That's a very good question, Ray. Very good question. We will crush the Cowboys and the Titans. Logan's all up in this bag today. I like it, buddy. Let's go. Let's go. Chances Cowboys use more motion than Packers this weekend? Decent chance, Chad. Decent chance. Although, who knows? Maybe the Packers come out. Rodgers under center. The return of orbit motion. They go nuts. And they'll come out 5 wide. Static sets. It's going to be a lot of fun. Amari or Watson, who should get more snaps at wideout? Oh, Watson, 100%. Now, they're asked to do very different things, but yeah, Watson. No, I mean, Watson's a dynamic presence, and he's an insane athlete. If they could just keep him on the field for a whole game and get him involved in the game plan in any meaningful way, people would probably see that, but he just hasn't been able to stay on the field. But yes, 100% Watson, and that's not to denigrate Amari. I think he can be utilized in a lot of different ways, but Watson is a dynamic player, and he is a big play waiting to happen. If they can just keep him on the field. Need more mesh. Come on, Robin. You know what's up. You know what's up, Robin. Come on now. There we go. All right, buddy. I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Do not forget, if you're in town on Sunday, stop by the Plaza Pit Stop there at the Resch Center, right across the street from Lambeau Field. 3 hours before kickoff, Corey Banky will be there. They'll be serving Carry the G beer. If you are a Carry the G Club member or a Patreon member for Cheesehead TV, just show that to Corey on your phone, and he will buy you a can of Carry the G. 3 hours before kickoff, be there at the Resch Center Plaza Pit Stop. Going to be a lot of fun. Hope everyone has a great time this weekend. If you're watching the game, we're someplace else in the world other than Green Bay, please join us for the watch party. It's going to be a lot of fun. We hope. It's always a good time. Community. We all get to commiserate if the Packers suck, which, you know, that's happened quite a bit over the course of the last month. But they start turning it all around on Sunday. You can feel my conviction there, right? All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Have a great day. I'll talk to you on Sunday. Go Pack, go.